Hello, welcome to my talk on why I chose to use Zig for writing my Wayland compositor and how Zig allowed me to bring increased type safety to the C, libWayland, and WLroots APIs. Before we get into the meat of the presentation, let's first talk briefly about what is Wayland in case you're not aware, and also give some motivation for why I need to talk to C at all in order to achieve my goals with this compositor. Wayland is simply a protocol for communication between a compositor and clients. The clients in this case would be programs like Firefox, your terminal emulator, some chat program, anything that wants to display something on your screen or receive input from your keyboard or mouse. And a compositor is the server that these clients talk to, and it was responsible for compositing their content onto your computer's display, as well as for passing along input from keyboard, mice, etc. to these clients. Wayland is a simpler replacement for X11, which is the current display protocol used by most Linux systems. And to give a better intuition of for what the difference is between X11 and Wayland, let's examine a high-level overview of the architecture of the two, taken from the Wayland website. On the left, we see the architecture of the X windowing system. The X server is at the center of this web, and the compositor and the window manager are both X clients, just like any other application. And this means that for an X client to be composited, it must first talk to the X server, which then provides information to the compositor, which does the compositing, and then talks to the X server again, which then is finally able to tell the kernel what to actually render using the kernel mode setting API. Wayland has a different architecture. Instead of having the server separate from the compositor and window manager processes, these are all rolled into one simpler process. For example, now the client only have to talk to one program, the Wayland compositor, and this program can then talk directly to the kernel, avoiding the back and forth between the X server and the compositor and also the window manager if that is involved. Examples of Wayland compositors would include for the GNOME desktop environment, Mutter, for KDE, there's KWin, and there are also many other Wayland window managers, including Sway, which would be the most popular one, as well as Wayfire, Hikari, and several others, all using WLroots, which is a compositor library that makes implementing this possible. Since, obviously, writing a Wayland compositor is a little bit more in-depth than writing a X11 compositor or window manager, since you have to do all the work yourself, you know, there's no X server that does the bulk of the graphics processing and talking to the clients. You have to implement all this stuff yourself, or use a library such as WLroots. And so WLroots came about in order to avoid unnecessary code duplication between all the different compositors. Its goal is to be as unopinionated as possible, providing an API which you can use as much or as little of as you like. I find the description the project managers give very accurate. 50,000 lines of code you are going to write anyways. This is developed and used by the Sway project, and like libWayland, it is written in C. Therefore, when working on a new compositor, the lowest friction path would be to simply write your compositor in C. And this would work fine. Most compositors today are written in C, although some are in C++. However, I chose not to use C. And so, why not use C? Well, C is a good language, but it is rather old, and we've learned some things in the last 30 years of programming language design and iteration. That's not to say that every new language is better than C. In fact, I would very strongly disagree with that statement. However, I do think that C can be improved upon. In particular, the type system of C is not very powerful, and this leads to lots of void pointer casting, especially in complex callback-based APIs, such as those of libWayland and WLroots. Also, C has null pointers. Many people say that these are the greatest mistake in the history of computer science. I'm not sure if that's stronger statement is necessary, but regardless, they are the source of many bugs and crashes and segmentation faults and undefined behavior. Also, C lacks many modern language features that make writing code much nicer and less error-prone. For example, some types are really useful. So are namespaces and stuff like compile time code evaluation, not having a preprocessor. These are all nice features that I would like to have, but C sadly lacks. Therefore, I've decided to use Zig for my compositor. And to give you a brief introduction to Zig, since you may not be familiar with it, it is a language that targets the same problem space as C. That is low-level code that must be fast with no sacrifices made, as well while still being simple and easy to understand. I believe Zig achieves this goal quite well, especially given that it's not yet a stable language. It is currently version 0.7.1, and it has still quite a ways to go to 1.0. However, it is already suitable for use in hobby projects, as I believe I have demonstrated with my Wayland compositor. Zig does not have a preprocessor, which is awesome. It also has, to make up for this lack of a preprocessor and replace it, compile time code execution, and the ability to use types as first class values at compile time. And in addition to these, we'll talk more about what that exactly that means later, and I will demonstrate how it can be used to make these WL roots and libelayman bilines more effective. Zig also has great C interoperability, and it is, has a way to auto-translate C headers into Zig, so you can include them with a single built-in. You might be wondering why I didn't use this for my Wayland compositor, but I did use this for quite a while at the beginning. It allowed me to get started very quickly and be up and running within a week of learning Zig and deciding to write a Wayland compositor. So this C import built-in that Zig provides will automatically translate a C header into the equivalent, the most direct equivalent possible in Zig code. But this has some limitations because the bindings can only be as type safe as the C header itself. And since C is not a very type safe language, these auto-generated bindings are also not super type safe. They also cannot build any useful abstractions or make intelligent decisions about what the intent of the API was or whatnot. Therefore, I decided that it would be worth it to invest the time in writing manual bindings. This includes writing my own Wayland scanner and binding generator. The Wayland protocol is defined as XML files, which are then passed through a scanner program to emit code that calls into libWayland in order to execute the protocol, the wire, transform these protocol requests and events into the wire code of the protocol and send it back and forth between the client and the server. In addition to bindings for the core protocol mechanisms, libWayland has several utilities that are used heavily by WL roots in the rest of the Wayland ecosystem. These include a link list and a signal listener pair to send events within the compositor process. After these libWayland bindings are done, it would be possible to work on WL roots bindings themselves and hopefully achieve a nicer API for use in my compositor. So let's first look at the bindings for the XML protocol. And these are generated from XML, of course. So let's take a quick look at some XML for the Wayland protocol. This is taken from the real Wayland protocol XML, but I've stripped out all the comments and documentation and whatnot, so it will fit on this slide for you. Here we've got two requests and two events. Again, I've left out many things, so they will fit on the slide. But we have the attach request taking a... Requests are sent from the client to the server, by the way. Events are sent from the server to the client. This attach request takes a WL buffer object, which might be null, and two integers. The commit request has no arguments. Then there are two events which each take an output, a WL output interface. And they're called enter and leave. And so let's take a quick look at the code generated for libwayland for this protocol XML. First of all, we have this struct, WL surface interface. And this struct has two fields, each of which is a function pointer. The idea is that you will create an instance of the struct in your server code and set each function pointer to a callback for to handle this the given request. So to handle the attach request, you would create a function of the type of this type here, taking a WL client, a WL resource, another WL resource that corresponds to the buffer. This first WL resource corresponds to the WL surface that's not really explicitly stated in this API, and two parameters for X and Y, which are both in 32Ts. In addition, you have to define a separate callback for each request you want to handle. For the commit request, then, there is no arguments, so it simply passes along the WL client and the WL resource. Once you've defined this interface struct, you can call WL resource set implementation, passing in your WL surface WL resource and a void pointer, nice type safety here, to this WL surface interface struct. Furthermore, you can pass another void pointer to some arbitrary data that you would like to access from within these callbacks. You can retrieve this pointer then by using the WL resource get user data API. And lastly, a destroy function pointer to, which is another callback, to handle destruction of the resource. You've probably noticed that we're using WL resource everywhere, or libwayland is using WL resource everywhere to represent all the different kinds of objects there are in the protocol. Every WL surface, WL buffer, WL seat, everything is a WL resource in the server libwayland API. Here at the end, we have to send the events, two separate functions, each taking a WL resource as their first parameter, which here you would be required to pass the surface resource, as well as the output resource you would like to target for the send enter and send leave, for the enter and leave events. So that's the libwayland status quo. Let's check it out what I've come up with in Zig. So we'll notice, first of all, that all the code here is inside this surface opaque type, and this is just like an opaque type in C or a forward declared struct without any fields visible. You can take pointers to it, but you can't pass it around by value. And so this is just a way to have more type safety than having a WL resource for everything. So we can pointer cast our WL resource pointer to a surface pointer and then use the surface pointer wherever a WL resource was expected by libwayland.